Time to say hello to the coach this morning, Coach P, we call him, from Hart High School. What's going on, man?
Good morning. How's everybody doing out there?
Hanging in there, drinking coffee. Are you a coffee drinker?
I am now that I got old. I feel old now. My daddy used to drink coffee every morning, and now I'm doing it. I used to make fun of him, but now I'm like, man, I'm just like my daddy.
We used to do that, too, and my dad never drank coffee, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, it was a tough, close game last night for you guys in Silverton and both the boys and girls. Let's start off with the girls' game first and kind of recap what happened there.
Yeah, well, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I've been saying this all year long. We have something special here in Hart right now, both programs really. But, you know, these losses we're taking, we're fighting, we're competing. We have to learn how to win and finish games. Last time was just another example of how we had a team on the ropes and just didn't finish. We went into halftime. I believe we were winning. And then they got us in the third quarter is really what it was. Our big girl got in foul trouble in third quarter. We had to sit her, and they kind of went on a run. But it was a great game. I mean, I'm proud of my girls. You know, when you look across the district, everybody's graduating a lot, like big pieces to their teams, and we're not. We returned 9 girls. My starting point guard's back. My leading scorer will be back. My starting post is back next year. You know, one of my better defenders is back, and then I have probably one of the best shooters in our school is coming up, will be a 9th grader, and one of our best defenders in the school will be a 9th grader. So we got a bright future.
And the boys' game, of course, another close one there last night. I thought at the end you guys were going to pull it off somehow.
Man, those boys make me cry so much. I think I've cried 2 or 3 times the last week because of those boys. Just because I feel bad. We're like, we're right there, you know, on the cusp of getting it done, and when something happens. And last night was another one of those games, man, just heartbreak. You know, if these boys were in a different district, we'd be talking about, you know, first place in district. But this district is just so tough. In every sport, it doesn't matter what it is. And that's a credit to all the schools, all the athletes, all the coaches. So, you know, but I got a great group of kids, and I love them to death. And I said this last night, I probably shouldn't love them as much as I do, but I do. I love my kids here. Wouldn't trade them.
How does the playoff picture look for the boys now?
We had a little wiggle room because everybody else still has ahead of us. So has Happy and Nazareth. So Silverton and Spring Lake is ahead of us, and they both have Happy and Naz, and we just beat Happy last week, Friday, I think it was. Yeah, Friday. We beat them on Friday night in Happy. Great win. And so right now, I mean, in all honesty, if we take care of business the rest of the way and Naz and Happy does their part, we're either going to be third or fourth, kind of depending on how it lays out. And it looks like, but again, depending on how it lays out, we're going to end up with Pringle Morris or Text Line in the first round.
Well, that'll be a tough one. Text Line's always a tough team up there, man.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? They tell me that, but you know what? I'll take my boys on any given night. You know,
they got some tall dudes up there, man.
They tell me in the military when I was training, they said, it don't matter how big he is, you take them kneecaps out, they'll come down. That's the same thing there. They got a 6'8 dude. We're going to have to take them low. Don't mean we're going to go hit them and hurt somebody, but we got to stay low, man. Stay on the ground, box out, stay low on defense, move our feet, all those little things. And so, you know, anything can happen. I mean, like I said, we're in a tough district. It's preparing us for it every night. Text Line ain't played a tough game in over a month. So maybe they're taking us lightly. Maybe they haven't been getting ready. I don't know. But we got a puncher's chance. You never know with us.
I agree with you on the district, man, because football was the same story as basketball. Any other place you would have went into the playoffs, but not in this district.
Man, we were the best 8-2 six-man school in the state that wasn't in the playoffs. Like, you can't be that. And to be honest with you, all this ruckus right now, literally, we started junior high track. So well, I'm right here with junior high track.
That's weird to start track already.
Yeah, for junior high, because we're done with our basketball season. So we're right now doing our warm-ups and getting ready to start running so we can have a successful year in track. And like I said, we're just building constantly.
Hey, talk about some of the players. We don't usually do that much, but talk about some of the guys that scored last night and put on a good show.
I think for the girls, it'd be Mia Longoria. I think she did a good job. She kind of came into her own last night, which I'm glad that she did it. Been waiting on that for a while. I think on the boys' side, I think, man, there's so many different kids that does stuff. I think the freshman of Rom stepped in for us last night in the second half, and I think he had like 9, 10, 11 points, something like that, which was big for us last night, coming off the bench and hitting those. So those are big parts. But, I mean, there's so many kids, and I think both of our teams, it could be anybody on any given night for us to score in many different ways. And that's what we try to teach here, the three different levels of scoring, so everybody's able to get to all different levels. So.
Well, it was a short night for you again. Had to get up, get back late and get up early.
Yeah, it's my normal. It's my normal. I'm kind of used to it now.
All right, man. We'll check back in next week and see where we're setting on the old playoffs.
Yes, sir. Thank you.